This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 22nd. God's word for you today is, know this. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 65, verse 2, which says, because you answer prayers, people everywhere will come to you. It will interest you to know that some people complain about God's favorite house. And what is their complaint? We pray too much. My response usually is it disturbing you or is it incompatible with your spirit? The necessity of prayer cannot be overemphasized. If the enemy can talk you out of prayer, the enemy would have succeeded, but he will fail in the name of Jesus. If the enemy can convince you not to pray, the enemy can go and throw a party, because everything that happens next is auto-run. As believers, we are totally equipped for life and battles. We are armed to the teeth, not because of us, but because of Christ and because of what he has done for us. Psalm 78 verse 9 says, the warriors of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned their backs and fled on the day of battle. Sadly, this is the story of many believers. As Christians, we are armed with the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, with the word of God, an unlimited spiritual arsenal. But sometimes we turn our backs and flee, and that is not what God wants for us. I want you to make up your mind that on your way to fulfilling your destiny, you will not turn your back on any battle that comes before you in the name of Jesus. In fact, if you look at the armor of God, it is only the front that it protects, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sandals of peace. Everything is protecting your front, and there is nothing protecting your back. Believers turn their backs in battle because they think they can escape, but there is nothing like that. You are in battle, and you will win in the name of Jesus. You need to make up your mind that you are going to stand your ground, push back on the forces of darkness, and they will be dispelled in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. What does that tell you? The righteous that does not run into the name of the Lord is not safe. It is not enough to be a Christian. Folks think because they are Christians, the devil will leave them alone. In fact, that is the more reason why the devil will not leave you alone. Interestingly, there are people who are still asking, is there a devil and are there really spiritual forces? Most Christians do not struggle with this. We understand remote control, but some of my pastor friends of Western descent do not understand it. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. It means that strong tower needs to be deployed. You need to maximize your stronghold. You need to be under the covering of your strong tower. You need to be under the covering of your strong fortress. The place of prayer is a place where, by the grace of God, we unleash supernatural forces to work on our behalf. The point of prayer is the bridge between the natural and the supernatural. Prayer opens the door to the supernatural. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, your name is my fortified tower. Therefore, I run into your name. I come to you, who alone answer prayers. Hear me and answer me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.